Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, I got a new one for you. I like the way that sounds. I'm about to do it for you. I like to break it down. This joint has got me open. Ooh, that's my favorite song. I put my thing in motion. I do it all night long.
You can also check us out in the Blog Talk Radio Network chat room, as a few of my esteemed listeners like to do from time to time. Or if you happen to find along via the Twitter machine, just use the All Subjects Everything hashtag. And remember, when you can't listen to us live, we're available on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, search for All Subjects Everything under podcast, download the shows for free, rate us from 1 star to 5 stars, and write a little review. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear and see in future shows, and we will do our very best to accommodate you. And for you smartphone users, All Subjects Everything is available on the Stitcher mobile app. You can download Stitcher to your smartphone. Search for All Subjects Everything there. Take us with you in the car, the gym, the office, wherever you want to get in on the conversation. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, too, facebook.com/AllSubjectsEverything. There you'll find show links from past episodes, news and updates on what we're working on. And once again, we're trying to turn it into a forum where we'll ask questions and poll topics. You folks can chime in, you know, talk amongst yourselves. We'll pop in every once in a while. And that's how we'll develop a better show. Okay, so it's a Wednesday. We're December 30th. We have a little more than 24 hours left in 2020, just a little under 25 hours, we'll say, left in 2015. And from a musical standpoint, you know, from the type of music that we listen to here on All Subjects Everything, which is basically hip-hop, R&B, soul, and everything like that, it's been a very interesting year off the rip. For me personally, I can't tell you that I listened to a lot of the stuff that made a lot of, you know, the Complex, the Spins, the, you know, Rolling Stones, you know, top 30 list or whatever, but there was still a lot of good music this year. A lot of stuff that kind of bubbled below the surface, some other things that, you know, took off as they rightfully should have, and nothing took off higher for me than the Internet's Ego Death album. That album was a go from beginning to end. If you're not familiar with the Internet, they're a group, they're actually a band of 20-somethings from California and Georgia, because Matt Martians is from Atlanta, actually, but Sid, Pat, Jamil, and all the rest of them are from L.A. You know, they got on Odd Future's label, and they've released 3 albums so far. Purple Naked Ladies, which was pretty much, you know, a hip-hop album masquerading as a soul album, but it was still pretty good. Then there was my personal favorite, Feel Good, which just has, like, an amazing instrumental feel. But they took it to the next level with Ego Death. They combined the best of everything from the previous 2 albums, along with a mature songwriting, you know, perspective from Sid and Matt and everybody in the band, and just took it to the next level. Like, Ego Death, rightfully for once, you know, is something that was, you know, kind of sort of outside of the mainstream, but it actually has been nominated for a Grammy. Well, the Internet's actually been nominated for a Grammy. And that, to me, even though you don't really need a Grammy nomination to say that, you know, you're dope at what you do, if you have a loyal fan base, if you have people that will listen to your music on a regular basis, you know, that, you know, that's a, you know, higher than the average musician, then you're doing all right. You're definitely doing all right. And the internet is definitely doing more than all right. Like, you know, the highlight of my year, you know, personally, whatever, was seeing them in concert in Philadelphia 2 days before my birthday. That was my birthday gift to myself. That concert was important to me on so many levels because it was the first time I was ever going to a concert by myself, yes, at this advanced age, and, you know, just, you know, wanted to see what, you know, it was like to see, you know, where the internet is good in person as everyone says they are. Because I follow a lot of folks, you know, from D.C., and every time the internet comes to D.C., it's like they pack the joint. And I'm like, okay, so the Ego Death Tour is coming to Philly. I live about 45 minutes away. It's happening around my birthday. No, I don't even give a damn if the Pope's coming. I'm going to be there. Let's go for it. And it turned out to be just a beautiful experience. Like, Sid was, like, the consummate front woman. Like, if she went solo, no one would be mad because her talent and her star power is that big. But for now, she seems very content making music with her homeboys. And to me, that means we're the best of the internet is yet to come. I still think that, you know, in the long run, you know, Sid will probably eventually make that move. It's probably with a few of the other guys. They'll probably end up being like session musicians or songwriters and producers or whatnot. But the talent is there for everybody in that band. But they work so well together. They work so well together. Like, you have to see an internet show. You have to see an internet show. You really won't be doing yourself a, you know, you won't be disappointed. You'll be doing yourself a service if you go to see, you know, the internet live. And mind you, I felt like the oldest person in the concert until I realized Sid's mom was behind me. And that was the funniest thing in the world because, you know, you never really realize who's at a show, but then, you know, you just talking, you know, you talking to the people around you like, yo, this group is really good. Like, yeah, Sid is dope. And, you know, this lady kind of looked like Sid was just nodding her head like, you know, like a proud mom. And then Sid just randomly pops up at the end of the concert. That's my mom way up there in the back. And I'm like, looking around, like, yo, that's Sid's mom. That's awesome. So, I mean, it's just like there's just something wholesome and fun. I mean, I don't want to say wholesome, but it's just like, you know, it's like homeboys. Like, you know, your folks has made it. And that's pretty much what the internet, you know, symbolized with Ego Death this year. They were here, you know, to do business, you know, even though they really didn't, you know, go far away from the formula that made them great. And we're thankful to them for that. So that's my album of the year. If anybody asks me why album of the year is Ego Death, from beginning to end, you know, to, you know, Under Control, Gabby, Palace Curse, Just Saying I Tried, you know, all of that. Just listen to the album. If you got Spotify, if you got Apple Music, even if you fool with Tidal, and I don't know why you would, but just look for Ego Death by the internet, and you won't be disappointed. And the song I played at the top of the show, if you're not familiar, that's Do It from Tuxedo. Tuxedo is a project by Jake One, who's a pretty dope producer, and of course, singer-songwriter Mayor Hawthorne. They did an entire album that goes back to that early 80s electro synth kind of funk R&B, and that's right up my alley. Y'all know that's a genre of music I study with my heart and soul. Like anything from like 1980 to about 1983, 84, that sounds like a combination of live instruments and drum machines and synthesizers, I'm on top of it. And that's pretty much the feeling that Jake and Mayer came up with for the Tuxedo concept. And it thumps from beginning to end. It absolutely thumps from beginning to end. That album I didn't discover until later in the year because the album actually came out in March, but I didn't really start fooling with it until, like, what, about September-ish? September, October-ish, maybe. But, yeah. Highlights from that album include, you know, the beginning, the song I just played, Do It, and then there's stuff like Lost Lover, Are You Ready? Watch the Dance. Watch the Dance has the drum sample from Slaves Watching You. And if you know anything about your Ohio funk, you know, that's like one of the tracks, you know, that's one of the Hall of Fame tracks of that era. But the whole album just bangs all the way through. So that's another favorite of mine. And the most slept-on R&B album of 2015 belongs to the new mom, Teyana Taylor, 7. And 7 is spelled in a Roman numeral, so it's V-I-I, you know, for those who don't know Roman numerals. But if you check out 7, you'll see where R&B once was and where it should be. Because that the entire feeling of that entire album was something like late 90s, early 2000s, without being overbearing or being just, you know, too ham-handed. Even the duet with Chris Brown is like a smoker. Like that is, you know, cuffing season, late night, 2 a.m., what you doing, come on over here, and, you know, let's be grown music. And nobody makes that kind of R&B anymore. Without being super trashy, I should say. I mean, because there are people that are trying to make, you know, sexy songs now, but they're super trashy. Do Not Disturb by Teyana Taylor and Chris Brown is not super trashy. It's almost perfect, really. It's almost the perfect, you know, seduction song. It's pretty much the perfect seduction song. So that's my sleeper for, you know, R&B album of the year. And everything else, oh yeah, oh, I almost forgot. I almost forgot, Big Crit finally put out a mixtape or free album that, you know, pretty much says that he's done dealing with Def Jam's foolishness, and I love it. It's better this way, it's bumping from here to start. I mean, from beginning to end. It's old Crit without going too far back. It's not like, you know, he's trying desperately to recapture the magic of 2010, 2011, 2012. It's still Crit. It's still the same thump. It's still the same samples. But it's the matured perspective of a man that's approaching 30 that's tired of his record label's bullshit. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. And if that means that, you know, he's going to wait out this Def Jam thing or just, you know, keep releasing free albums until Def Jam gets the message and then he can go find another label that'll be able to, you know, accommodate him better, then I'm here for it. Sometimes you got to take a step backwards to take a couple steps forward. Yes, I just made that up. So that's what I'm hoping Crit, you know, has, you know, it seems like it's better this way is his, you know, him drawing a line in the sand. Like, yeah, I love doing Catalactica. People loved it. You know, the sales are better than Live from the Underground, but it's still not the essence of Big Crit, and y'all not doing it the way I want y'all to do it. So, look, here's what It's Better This Way is saying. It's better my way. Either get on board or I'm out of here. And you got to admire an artist who really knows. You know, I think Crit understood that Live from the Underground was so awful in a lot of people's eyes that he had to come stronger with the next album. That's why you get something like King Remembered in Time, a free album that was pretty dope, and Catalactica, that was the retail album, which was much improved than from Live from the Underground. Then he hits you over here with It's Better This Way. That's the way it works. Can't be mad at him for it. And everybody's going to, you know, wonder why, you know, where's Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly in this whole conversation. I can only say I listened to that album about 2 or 3 times, so I'm not going to give you a, you know, long spiel about, you know, why it's great and, you know, why, you know, you should listen to it, why it should win Album of the Year and all of that. But this is Kendrick Lamar's, you know, this is his songs in the key of life. Like the people he's worked with, Glasper, George Clinton, Bilal. You know, folks, Layla Hathaway, you know, people that are like, you know, outside of the realm of the average 18 to 29 hip-hop listener. And he still made an album that everybody wants to listen to. Even, you know, with all these collaborations and different things and concepts and whatnot. I mean, To Pimp a Butterfly, you know, it's his statement album. It's definitely his statement album. And like I said, I only listened to it a handful of times, so I'm not going to give you this whole long drawn out thing about, you know, why it's great, you know, because I, you know, I ain't listened to it that much. I did. But I see why people like it. From the few times I did listen, it's absolutely tremendous. My favorite new act of the year, though, belongs to a group by the name of Columbia Knights. They are three guys, you know, D.C. born and bred, went to school together, went to college together in Philadelphia, decided to form a Soulquarians type of thing. If you don't know who the Soulquarians are, it's D'Angelo, Questlove, Bilal, and all those folks, you know, that have done some of your favorite neo-soul songs of the 21st century. And Columbia Knights has, like, this airy sort of jazz fusion sound to go along with the neo-soul. And so you have to really, you know, listen to their album In All Things to understand. In fact, we're going to play a song for it, song from it for you now, because it's only a couple minutes long. We got some time before we sign off for the night. So, here it is. So here's Coming Home from Columbia Knights on All Subjects Everything. I think you're going to like this song if you haven't heard it already. Everything. Once again, you got to get the album. If you like that neo soul jazz vibe, they got it locked down for 2015, 2016, and beyond. It's definitely an album you'll want to get. It's called In All Things. They have a Bandcamp site. The album costs $8, though. So if you want to buy it, I mean, you got to pay at least $8. But it's among the best $8 I've spent all year. I mean, I have no complaints. I listen to the album every day or every other day. So, you know. But, you know, as far as, you know, songs go, I think my favorite song of 2015, and this is probably going to shock some people, but it's actually 7-Eleven by Beyonce. Yeah. Like, that's one of the rare songs from 2015 that I can listen to on a loop and be all right with it. And when you hear it, like, if you at random, it's almost impossible to be in a bad mood. And that's what I think Beyonce's genius, and yes, I said genius, comes in, because she makes music for everybody, even though they may not know it's for them. Because we all know the Beehive is a devoted group of fans, shall we say. But, you know, they do a lot of, you know, they do the most, but it's for a person or an artist they feel is worthy of the attention. And Beyonce didn't drop but one song this year, and that was it. And actually, 7-Eleven came out just in time for New Year's. But it was just a bonus track from the self-titled album that she had released at the tail end of 2013 that just shook everybody up. But she ain't need to do but drop but one song, and she's got a song that lasts the entire year without fail. That's pretty doggone impressive. A few other favorites include, you know, for me, as much as I hate to admit it, "Post to Be" by Omarion, Chris Brown, and Jhené Aiko was a groove. I mean that's the one in the car when you just car dancing. Even when Jhené says you got to eat the booty like groceries, I know. Worst line in 2015, most repeated line in 2015. Definitely. You can definitely count Wale and Usher's "The Matrimony" as a favorite. "Throw Some Mo" by Ray Sherman, and "This Could Be Us, What You Playing." Ray Sherman had a hell of a year. Like, everybody thought No Flex Zone, these boys were going to be a fluke, but nah, they here for the long term. As long as they got Mike Will Made It behind the beats, and people still like that strip club style type of rap, they around for the long haul. Trust me when I tell you. They're here for the long term. Definitely here for the long term. Another favorite is "We in the City" by Young Dro, because every time I just felt like yelling it out, I would just yell it out, you know. You just got to be, you know, when things are quiet, when things are kind of settled, or when it's random and, you know, you just need to, you know, let something shout, just let it out. You just say, "Car ain't got no roof." Got to do it. You got to do it. It's really that simple. What else? What else can I say that, Oh, yeah, Adele came back strong with "Hello." That was a favorite. That's definitely a favorite of mine now. Like, that's a song that I just play on repeat whenever I'm in the mood to just stew in my feelings and feel like I owe an apology to every woman that I've ever had a bad dealing with. And that number's really not that high. But, you know, you just feel like, you know, you just feel like Adele in a song. Sometimes you just feel like reaching out. But it doesn't bother them anymore, as she says. So it is what it is. Late submission for 2015, but is probably better suited as a song to lead off 2016, is "Down in the DM" by Yo Gotti. Like, I'm telling you now, that's going to be the song that, you know, gets somebody in trouble on social media, or either starts something brand new, you know, or starts, you know, a new chapter in folks' life. Because if you know anything about Twitter or Instagram, you know for sure that it definitely goes down in the DM. For sure. Without any question. I think, you know, that pretty much covers, you know, a lot of the, you know, musical highlights for me of 2015. If you have some of your own, you know, you can always hit us up. You know, find our Facebook page, facebook.com/allsubjectseverything. That's all one word, ALL. SUBJECTS, everything, EVERYTHING. I had to spell it out. I had to think because it's 11:30. I'm close to bed. I need to be asleep. So that's where I am with it. You know, you just out of it. You know, I'll be glad when we get back to the morning hours. The reason I'm on a night shift is because everybody in my house is on vacation. So when they go back to, you know, school and everything next week, then I'll probably be back doing shows at 10:30, 11 a.m. in the daytime. But as of right now, I gotta hang out on the night shift, and I miss doing shows on the night shift. But I miss doing a night show when I could do. If you know anything about the history of All Subjects, everything, we did shows Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30, or 10:30 to midnight. You know, those type of things. Hopefully we get back to that point in 2016. That's something I will probably announce next week as we celebrate our 5th anniversary. Yeah, been podcasting for 5 years. It's a long time. I know. Ain't got to tell me twice. But once again, if you have, like, you know, musical favorites, once again, facebook.com/allsubjectseverything. Can use the hashtag as well to chime in. You know, find me on Twitter if you feel the need. It's CJ Starch. I'll say, hey, Chris, you missed this. Or, hey, Chris, here's my favorite. You know, you got time. You can do that. But that's pretty much, you know, I just wanted to share my musical favorites with you guys for 2015. And tomorrow, I think if we get on early enough, I think I may have time to get on before, you know, you guys get ready for your New Year's Eve celebrations. We'll, you know, share what we, you know, a recap of 2015 in general and, you know, pick up on what we, you know, discussed and, you know, what we're hopeful for in 2016. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to All Subjects Everything tonight. Greatly appreciate your time. If you missed us live, blogtalkradio.com/Chris Stevens on air. iTunes, All Subjects Everything. Same thing for Stitcher Mobile. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/AllSubjectsEverything. Y'all be sure to enjoy your, Wednesday's over now, so. Be safe for New Year's. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow before you guys go out for the evening or partying or whatever it is you do. Until then, y'all be good or be good at it.
Love is all I